Blog Talk Radio. Right up the hill with Zach and Jill. I am Jill Brenneman, and Zach will be joining us shortly. Zach, being a juvenile himself, is probably in detention at his high school or his junior high school or wherever Zach is, but he should be joining us any moment. Tonight's topics, we've got quite a few of them. John McCain, last night, of course, was the debate, and against Illinois Senator Obama in the final debate, and we will take a look at the debate and find out what your thoughts are and what Zach's thoughts are on the debate. Also, the North Carolina State Fair is going on tonight. Lots of traffic if you're in the Raleigh area, the Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina area, and you're heading towards the fairgrounds. Be prepared, as there is Giacomato's homecoming. Giacomato was the former coach of the North Carolina State Wolfpack. He was let go after the 2006 season, replaced by Tom O'Brien. And tonight, Giacomato comes back as an assistant coach with Florida State to take on his alma mater and his former employer, none other than NC State. And that game was scheduled the same night as the first day of the North Carolina State Fair, and the fairgrounds happened to be right next to the stadium, so plan on traffic. Also, beautiful night temperature-wise in Raleigh-Durham. It's still in the mid-70s. Last night for it, apparently, as that's going to come to an end. Reality strikes, rain, and 65. On Friday, Sarah Palin was in North Carolina this week, and she is trying to rouse the faithful Republicans of North Carolina to, I guess, reinvigorate John McCain's campaign here, as a surprisingly Senator Obama is doing much better than anyone anticipated, and Senator McCain is not doing well, poll-wise. CNN polls that came out on Thursday have McCain actually behind in some Republican strongholds, Colorado, Virginia, Pennsylvania. Not that Pennsylvania is necessarily a Republican stronghold, but it certainly has gone Republican in the past. And there was question as to whether Senator Obama could carry it, but he is doing much better than anticipated. Actually being a North Carolina resident, as Up the Hill with Zach and Jill is broadcast from Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, and you really don't expect in this state to have much of a say in presidential elections, as it kind of goes Republican consistently, and it's actually going to be an election that matters more. All elections matter, and voting is important, but you kind of get the impression sometimes that you don't need to vote, or at least you can think that way, because nothing ever really happens. In North Carolina, the state typically goes Republican, but this year, right now, as of October 16th, polls are showing a very close race in North Carolina between Barack Obama and John McCain, and that's voting is, well, I don't know if it's more important. It's always important. However, voting this time, there's actually a race to vote on. That there's some drama, I guess, or at least some question as to how it's going to turn out in terms of the presidential race. This is XXBN Raleigh Durham. I am Jill Brenneman. This is Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. We're going to check on Zach and see where Zach is at. This is XXBN. Back in 60 seconds.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.boundnotgagged.
All right, Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. I am Jill Brenneman. This is as I just told you, this is Up the Hill with Zach and Jill, and Zach is finally out of the detention at his junior high school for probably throwing spitballs or whatever juveniles do. Or I guess in this era, shooting up his school, or I don't really know what kids do anymore. Zach, I played some state fair music for us.
I like that. You know,
Did it kind of give you a state fair feel? I tried to find a twang song.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
I tried to find a state fair sounding song.
I don't think that was it. You need more with kind of like that carnival type music. That wasn't it. Try it again.
Let's see. Let me pull up the ever popular Blog Talk Radio board, and let's try it again. Hey. Of course, that music is by Spiderbait, a rock group from someplace, and the song is Black Betty, and the version is from the Dukes of Hazzard movie. So what do you think, Zach? That Dukes of Hazzard music?
Well, for a fair. Dukes of Hazzard music for a fair thing. Well, yeah, I guess it puts you in the mind of the hobby horses.
You know, I kind of get a car racing sensation from that song.
Exactly.
You know, I can't say that I've ever been to a car race. You know, I'm not much of a NASCAR fan. I don't even know who is in NASCAR. But that being said, you know, you kind of picture Bo and Luke Duke being chased at the North Carolina State Fair by Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane. Zach, how was your week, Zach?
My week was very good, I think. Let me think. It was pretty good. I had a good show on Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, Jill, actually, I did have a good week, even at work, because I've done a new thing now at work. Now I go and I smile. I smile at the first person that I see, and then, you know, I say, hey, how you doing? Good morning. Then I go upstairs to my desk, and then I will turn on music, and I'll listen to my music for the whole 8 hours. And that really helps. You know,
it
kind of
seems like a good plan. It works for me.
It works for you?
It did.
Exactly. It really works. So, see, that's what I was missing, because, see, somebody had my adapter to my CD, portable CD player. So I finally got it back after about a whole month. So now that I got my music back, I am good to go. Mm-hmm.
Now,
but you know what,
now, do you
like,
remember? Do you remember the rules? The rules that you were given by a coworker, that there's no such thing as a smart question.
Yep.
It always hurts to ask.
Yep. You got it right. That's why I don't ask any questions. Yeah. And I don't want to hurt, so. Yeah, I just find it myself, and I'm good.
So, are you going to the fair this year, Zach?
This year, I actually won 2 free tickets from work. I was in some kind of raffle, and I won 2 free tickets to go to the fair. I don't know how I got in the raffle, because I didn't even know about the raffle, but they pulled my name, got 2 free tickets. I kind of want to go, because I haven't been to a fair in a while, and I'm not one of those people who, you know, some people, they'll go to the fair just to eat and walk around and play games. Now, if I go to a fair, I want to ride the rides, but I hate the long lines. But I may go, but 2 free tickets, I got to find somebody to go with, so, yeah, I may go.
I can hook you up with someone.
So
I was supposed to go with someone tomorrow, but I started a new job today. So.
Oh, you started a new job. Well, congratulations.
I did, and thank you. It's a good job. It pays a lot better than the previous one, and it's a lot better job. So.
Well, Jill, well, do tell us, how do you get so many jobs in this bad economy? I mean, you just got a new job already. What are you doing?
Well, you know, I sent out probably 300 resumes, and you know, there's still something to be said for being a red-haired female.
Uh-huh.
So you might just see me around. You know, we'll have to talk about this at another date. But
yes, off the air, we'll talk about this.
So tonight's topic is the fair. I'm working to get us a live remote from the fair next week. I may have found somebody who's going to go to the fair for us and give us a couple of reports from the fair. I don't really know what you say from the fair, but that's not my end. So tonight we have debate, but before the debate, should we take our usual look at crime in Central Maine?
We should take our look at pure Maine. And also, to let you know about the debate, tonight I actually have 2 live guests here who want to put their opinion on the debate. So you have that to look forward to, listeners. We have 2 live guests that I have.
What?
That's going to put their opinion.
I will let you tell me when you're ready, or when your guests are ready.
Okay.
44 minutes left here on Up the Hill with Zach and Jill at XXBN, Raleigh Durham. Let's take a look at Mid-Maine Bites. That's all the theme song that I can stand for this time. But Zach, here are some crimes. Every week, Zach and I on Up the Hill with Zach and Jill, we take a look at crime and law enforcement from Waterville, Maine, in Kennebec County, Maine, a county that apparently has a population of about 20,000. They've got some unique, I guess what they call a crime or you know, certainly police interactions there. Back in Brooks, Maine, it's 535, a Bear Trap Highway resident reported suspicious behavior. I don't know whether that's one of the main roads in Brooks, Maine, but Bear Trap Highway. And does that prepare yourself? This is once again, you know, last week we had this is from the front page of the website of the Waterville, Maine Morning Sentinel. These are headlines from Waterville, Maine. I'm not really sure why these are in the paper, but in Winslow, 9:02 a.m., a store owner on Clinton Avenue told police that a woman continues to enter his store with what she calls a service dog. The woman has failed to produce any paperwork or documentation proving the dog provides any services, and the dog has been seen several times out of control in the vicinity of the store. So we have out of control dogs, and someone taking her dog into a store and saying it's a service dog. I'm not really sure that I see the crime there, but then again, I'm not a police officer. In Waterville, there was a fight at Barry's Stationers. Apparently, it doesn't say who got into a fight, but the two people apparently at least, you know, kind of like the riot, I guess, in the Triangle Town Center here from September here in Raleigh. Apparently there was some sort of fight in the stationery store. I don't really know what you'd fight over in a stationery store, but once again, these are headlines from the Waterville, Maine Morning Sentinel. And finally, in Fairfield, a Pirate Lane resident reported two dogs had run after her and her mother, snarling at them. The animal control officer was called to speak with the dogs and issue a warning. And those are headlines from the Waterville, Maine Morning Sentinel. Are you speechless, Zach? There he is. Zach was speechless. Zach, what are your thoughts on these heinous crimes in Waterville, Maine?
For one thing, it looks like the people better leave the animals alone, because the animals are really what's, you know, I mean, these animals are just catching charges, basically, and they're very dangerous. And I think Maine has a high rate, even higher than New York. Crime rate, sounds like it. I mean, because these are making the headlines. They got to be important, right?
and these are headlines on the newspaper's front page, their website. You know, and we have an out of control service dog who apparently is not a service dog. So at least the dog and the dog owner were unable to document that he was a service dog, and apparently he was seen by witnesses. This is the dog roaming around the neighborhood.
Okay.
Doing whatever it is that service dogs do. And then we had other dogs who chased a woman and her mother, and the police were called, and as it stated in the paper, in the headline, the police officer spoke with the dogs and issued a warning. And a fight in a stationery store. Now, Zach, when you've gone to a stationery store, have you ever gotten into a fight in a stationery store? Zach, are you there? Definitely some problems with the XXVN switchboard. Zach, if you can hear me, I guess call back in. And I don't know whether you're there or I'm there. I can't tell which one of us is missing, but I can hear myself. So I guess call back in if you can hear me. This is XXBN Raleigh Durham, and you're listening to Up the Hill with Zach and Jill, I think. When we come back, when Zach comes back, he's going to have special guests for us to give their thoughts on the debate, McCain versus Obama, and thoughts on the upcoming election. If you want to join Up the Hill with Zach and Jill, or at least Up the Hill with Jill, assuming we can get Zach back on the air, you can do that by calling 646-200-3136, 646-200-3136. Or you can go to the chat room at xxbn.net. All right, let's see if we have Zach back. Zach, is this you?
Yes, this is me. Can you hear me?
Sort of. I can hear somebody, and it doesn't really sound like you, Zach, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Well, listen to me. But no, but I want to comment back on Maine. Now, Maine, I mean, it's sad whenever, you know, some places got to make up news where there isn't nothing happening. Oh, but no, I know I was going to say, another stationary one, I can almost believe because, you know, maybe the person that was in the stationary shop, you know, was just, no, wait, was it a customer or was it the person working there?
You know, it doesn't say. It just caught me off guard, you know, that there was a fight. You just, you know, you picture a fight, you know, at a convenience store, a liquor store, but, you know, at Barry's Stationers. You know, Zach, every week we seem to have, like, technical issues.
It's not fair. It's not nice.
It's not fair. But you know, it does seem like the Waterville Morning Sentinel is kind of stretching for some headlines. Perhaps even the police department issuing warnings to loose dog.
Exactly. Now, the thing is about the stationary one, I almost believe it. Because, you know, maybe if it was a customer, maybe, you know, she was in there shopping, and then all of a sudden her arch nemesis walks in, and then, you know, they just finished the battle. You know, they just start fighting in the store. I mean, you know, I would believe that one. Because I've seen fights in stores now. I mean, they be going at it, knocking everything over. They don't care.
Well, you know, I saw quite a few of those. You know, at one time I was undercover security for JCPenney, so I was kind of the person that got called to the scene.
Yeah.
You know, and usually fights were over fitting rooms.
Uh-huh.
Or this was in Orlando, either that Orlando, Florida, in a store not far from downtown. So the other fights tended to be, you know, drug dealers fighting over who's rock. You know, we tended to have, but you know, that being said, I guess it's a positive for central Maine or north Maine. I guess this is northern Maine. I guess maybe it's a positive that the worst thing that happened in Fairfield, Maine, with a police officer had to warn loose dogs where someone tried to smuggle a counterfeit service dog into a store. You know, I mean, here you kind of worry about, you know, in any major metro, you worry more about someone, you know, smuggling a bomb into an airport. I guess in Maine, you worry about someone smuggling their dog, pretending to be a companion animal who apparently is just some untrained non-companion animal.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So did you see the debate, Zach?
Well, I did see the end of the debate. Walmart had my other time. I mean, I had to go to Walmart, you know, because I thought if I didn't go to Walmart then I, you know, I didn't feel like going today. But I was hoping that I would get back in time, but Walmart always sucks me in. So I did catch the last part. I caught the last part, but it looks like I caught the best part because from the polling rate, my boy looks like he got it. At least he won that debate anyway. What did you see all of it?
You know, I saw most of it. I kind of tuned out FF at some point when Senator McCain was going on about with the questions about Obama's involvement with quote unquote terrorists and you know, I realized, you know, McCain is like, you know, 300 years old and his running mate is like his granddaughter's age or something. So
yeah.
Age kind of probably is relative, you know, at Senator McCain's age. But with that being said, you know, Senator McCain, Obama was 8 years old when Bill Ayers, you know, did these terrible things. And certainly bombing places is a terrible thing. And you know, nobody endorses that other than, you know, fanatics. I mean, you've got to be a fanatic or psycho or both to endorse bombing. But you know, to kind of imply that Obama had something to do with it. Obama, you know, I looked this up. I mean, Obama was 8.
Exactly.
He was eight years old in an era where people didn't bomb things at 8 years old. You know, after Columbine, you know, I guess, you know, you have to look harder at things like that. But
mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, I think McCain continues to make himself look like a jerk.
I know, because for one thing, he keeps wanting, you know, to talk about, you know, what Obama is trying to do, and even talk about, you know, his plan. You need to talk about your own plan. He's just trying to just drag anything, pull anything to make himself look better, but he's not. He's making himself look like, okay, he's just using Obama's, you know, whatever to try to make him look good. He don't really got his own plan. I mean, and his plan is the same old, same old. He keeps saying the same. I mean, although he's saying the same thing in different ways. That's all he's saying.
Well, you know, he reminds me of one of those tests that you take. You know, when you're applying for a job, you know, where they ask you the same 12 questions over and over. They kind of word it differently.
Exactly.
You know, that to me kind of reflects, you know, he's got, you know, eight talking points where he trashes Obama. He's got, you know, two talking points where he actually, you know, tries to talk about whatever it is that he's doing, and he doesn't really say anything, you know. And granted, you know, my expectations for all things Republican, you know, it's you kind of expect that kind of thing from Republican, you know. You know, I mean, when the Republicans took office, this was a country that you know had record low unemployment rates. We had a surplus. We weren't at war. You know, and Bozo the president, you know, kind of screwed all of that up. You know, and now Zach, I guess I made an assumption that when you said, when you were talking about your candidate, that was still Obama.
Is that what now?
I'm assuming when you were talking about your candidate,
Obama.
You didn't go to the Sarah Palin rally at Elon College and
no.
Convert to all things Republican.
Mm-mm. No, sir. I mean, no, ma'am. No. I sure do not. I'm talking about Obama. And you know what? And you know, another thing that like last night, whenever, you know, after the debate, you know how CNN, they do their different interviews with people. And they did Hillary Clinton. And you know, she was giving her thoughts or whatever. And I was kind of surprised. One of the reporters asked her that if Obama wins and then he gives her an offer, you know, to be in his president camp, would she take it? And she said no, she wouldn't. She said, you know, she loves being a senator. You know, she said she feels that that, you know, to help the president, like Obama, run the country, he needs as many senators as he can get. So she said that she would stay as a senator, and I was surprised probably because, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people probably was thinking, yeah, she would jump to the opportunity, you know, to be, you know, in the president, whatever. But no, she would stay as a senator and be just as happy as a bug in a rug.
Well, I think Hillary's kind of caught.
Yeah.
You know, from a political perspective, as a Democrat, she probably wants Obama to succeed as a senator. She would be better off if Obama didn't succeed, and then she could run for president in 2012. Not to say that's what she's plotting. You know, I don't know that she's even plotting anything, but just thinking about it.
Right. That's right. But however, Jill, now we, like I said, I do have two live guests that actually did watch the debate last night. And, you know, because I'm standing outside of the SBN studio here, and I got two live guests here. And one of them name is Sonya Green, and she wanted to give her her opinions and thoughts about how she feels about the debate. Let's see if I can get her. Walk back over here with Sonya. Hey, Sonya. You're on ESPN with Zach and Jill. So did you watch the debate last night? And if you did, just tell us, what are your thoughts about, you know, Obama, how was his speech, and then how was McCain's comeback? What's your thoughts?
Hello?
Hi, Sonya. This is Welcome to Up the Hill with Zach and Jill.
Well, hello. How is everyone? And let me say this, after watching from the debate from the beginning to the end, my biggest thing was when looking at people's gestures and their responses, and looking at Obama and then looking at McCain, because let me say, I am a registered Republican. But after 8 years of turmoil and the fact that I'm living paycheck to paycheck, I need a change. And so when I look at Obama's reactions to McCain's accusations and then I look at McCain's reactions, it says a lot. Because what you want, what I want in the White House, is a person that's going to be able to hold their ground and be able to keep composure. It's very obvious McCain can't keep his composure. He lets his emotions run him. And that's one thing I don't want in the White House, is a person that where they allow the emotions to run them. Because who's to say that another country does something that is not looks the best in our eyesight, the U.S. And he pushes that button out of pure emotion. That's not what I want in the White House. I want someone that's going to be able to keep themselves under composure, be able to contain themselves, and say, okay, this is business. This has nothing to do with hurt feelings, emotion, because that should not be why they're in the White House. That should not be the reason why they're doing this, or having them to drive, you know, driving them. And I really do think that watching last night, a lot of emotion was driving McCain, and it should not have been. Hurt feelings should not have been driving him. He should have been focused on the issues at hand, and which I honestly feel like at this point he's not. He's not focused on the issues. He's focused on somebody saying something about him. That should not be it. His focus should be on the middle class citizen, and how they're going to fix this economy, and how they're going to turn America around. Because it's going to take 4 years plus to do just that. This economy alone is just it's like in total disarray. And so, by me watching that debate, I saw a lot last night. I've watched all three actually, and when I saw the third debate, last night, I'm like, okay, yeah, his emotion is too much. He can't. How is somebody with that much emotion going around a country? You can't do it. You can't do it. You got to be able to put emotion aside and hurt feelings aside and do what needs to be done and say, okay, this is for the U.S. This is for the country. I am the commander in chief, and I am the commander in chief. So, yeah. Rating McCain last night, I would give him a strong D, which is better than the last two debates. I mean, a strong D. I was impressed by some of how McCain did a little bit better at this debate, but still he has a long way to go.
Now when you were watching the debate, did you get the sense that I did that oftentimes McCain didn't necessarily have a good answer or didn't have a policy or a program or plan in mind, so he would try to distract attention
by throwing it back on Obama? Yes, I did. I saw that quite a bit. He was put in the hot seat about his VP. Golly gee, yes. Palin, yes. Oh, yes. So, yeah, I think a lot of, yeah, he wanted to throw it back on Obama a lot last night. Even though he did a little bit better about how he did that, but still it was like he wanted to throw everything back on Obama, you know, throw him back on the radical from when Obama, the guy that's the radical, and he's been out there. But Obama was 8 years old, but he wants to associate him with Obama. And so, yeah, he's trying to throw it off on him, and I noticed that quite a bit. And I was just, you know, I mean, I guess he's trying to use every tactic he knows how to pull the American voter his way, but really he's only hurting himself because he's not addressing the issues, the serious issues that are at hand that we as a country are facing. I mean, you know, it's like symptoms everywhere of the Great Depression all over again. You read about the Great Depression, you see some of the same things that some of the signs that were shown leading up to the Great Depression here once again. And it's like he's not trying to focus on that. He's focused, on the mudslinging. Of course, Obama has done the mudslinging too, but that was not, Obama said, okay, that's not what we're here for. We're here for the American people. We're here to we have to fix these problems that we have. We have major problems. So how are we going to be a country that other countries look up to and we have so many issues and problems? You can't do that with, you know, somebody like McCain acting the way he acts. He acts on pure emotion. That's not going to work.
I totally agree with you. You know, I mean, you don't want somebody who has access to the military and command over the military and, you know, God forbid, nuclear weapons, who can't think things through and as he said, who can't seem to put beyond his hurt feelings, you know, to be president of the United States. I completely agree with you. You have to be able to know that. Well, yeah, you have to be able to move past them and hurting your feelings as ground for military intervention.
Exactly. And, you know, he's saying that McCain is not, I mean, that Obama is not ready for office. Whoever is, I mean, you know, you look at Reagan. If I read correctly, I think Ronald Reagan was in, like, he was had symptoms of Alzheimer's when he was sworn into office. Then nobody's ever really ready. I mean, that's just one of those jobs that, McCain's approach about this, about him trying to become commander in chief is, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with his policies. Some of his policies are just like, okay, you're going to tax people on their health care now. Are you serious? it's bad enough I have to pay out the wazoo right now, you know, for my health care. And so, I mean, his whole strategy I don't agree with. Palin, I don't know what the hell. I don't know. I mean, evidently she's smart enough to be the governor of Alaska. I understand that. But, I mean, and I do have, you know, I do respect her for the fact that she is running Alaska. But, yeah.
You know, I read something astonishing that I didn't realize until just prior to the show, that Governor Palin of Alaska, Sarah Palin, only got her passport in 2006. And
exactly.
You know, it's not that, you know, I guess someone inherently has to travel the world to be qualified, but you know, having been in you know, over a dozen countries in my own lifetime, I know that you gain insights into things and understanding, you know, of other cultures, of other countries, of other people by going there. And
exactly. And that's where foreign policy comes in. I mean, really, what does she really know about foreign policy? If she just got her passport in 2006, okay, well, that says a lot. It really does. It speaks volumes. As far as her, right, experiencing other cultures, seeing, you know, and really, I mean, Biden has one up on her with the foreign policy. This man, that's all that man knows. I mean, you know, he's excellent with that. His policies, I mean, I was reading up on his various committees that he's on in the Senate, and I'm, you know, between the two, I mean, you're looking at, I mean, it's a no-brainer to me. It's a no-brainer. I mean, you know.
You know, you see Senator McCain making, you know, comments about, you know, Obama associating with terrorists and you know, making allegations that his supporters certainly take it that Obama is a traitor, which of course, you know, is ridiculous, but nonetheless,
right.
You know, people are running with that, but he should be careful because this Sarah Palin's husband is reported to have been or still perhaps is either a member of or certainly in contact with members of the Alaska Independence Party. And for listeners in the XXBN audience who aren't familiar, the Alaska Independence Party, one of their platforms is to secede from the United States and to turn Alaska into its own country. And I mean, starting your own country and taking a state out of the nation is kind of,
that's frightening.
You know, what's worse, you know, Obama went to, you know, meetings with a man who did, you know, certainly tragic things, but, you know, 30-something years ago, or someone who's, you know, his vice presidential candidate's spouse was a member of an organization that wants to secede from the union. Yeah, I mean, it's astonishing. And
sure.
Why not the focus on issues? You know, I mean, we have so many, you know, as you said, the country's in disarray.
It really is. And you know, his focus is on Obama. And it really should not be. His focus should be on the American people and what needs to happen to get the American people out of this mess. But, you know, I mean, I'm thinking of seven houses. The middle class is not too much of a concern to him. The lower and middle class is not too much of a concern for him, obviously. I mean, he's sick. I mean, you know, so, I mean, with that being said right there, I don't know. I mean, look at Obama. I mean, they're talking about how he paid off his student loans. The man just paid off his student loans a few years ago. You know, this mudslinging. I mean, it's like I'm just so sick of it. When I see a commercial, I just turn the TV because I don't even want to hear it. I mean, if you're not speaking about the issues, at hand and what we're facing as a country, then, you know, I don't have anything I want to hear. Really.
You know, I totally agree. You know, if I personally do the same. I change the channel. You know, if I want to see mudslinging, I can put on, you know, World Wrestling Federation and you know, watch, you know, Hulk Hogan and I don't really know very many wrestlers, but, you know, I mean, that's an appropriate environment where you expect mudslinging. But, you know, from the President of the United States, I want better than you know, essentially someone saying I'm rubber, you know, or you're a cootie monster and I'm rubber and you're a glue. Everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you. I mean, what are we, in sixth grade?
Exactly. So I'm trying to decide if I want to vote early or if I'm going to just go that day. But I'm definitely going to vote. I have been voting since I was 18, so, you know, I really, this is one time, even if I hadn't voted, you know, if I had not voted before now, I would definitely vote this time because I can't deal with another 8 years of this. I mean, you know, really.
Well, you know, I certainly if the country goes in the way that it's been led in the last 8 years, you know, we the stock market, you know, will be worth about $3, and
you're so right.
You know, healthcare will be unaffordable, more so than it is now, and gas will be $12 a gallon, and you know, it's really truly scary.
It is. And if gas is $12 a gallon, guess what? I'm going to buy me a 10-speed. And put on my way back and forth to work. But, you know, I thought about getting a scooter at $5 a gallon.
You almost have to. And you know, and it's still astonishing that the people are asking, you know, well, geez, what's wrong with the U.S. economy? What's wrong with the U.S. economy is a lot of us based our decisions years ago on gas prices being what they were or you know, even a modest increase, but they quadrupled in a year in 2 years, and what used to cost, you know, $40 a month cost $200 a month, and that money has to come from someplace.
Exactly.
12 minutes left. It's 9:47 on the East Coast, 6:47 in Pacific Time. I am Jill Brennan. This is Up the Hill with Zach and Jill, exclusively on XXBN.
I'm back.
Zach is back. Zach, are you going to vote in your school's election?
Yes, I'm definitely going to vote in my school's election because I have to get my vote out there. So, yeah.
You know, Zach, I saw something in CNN recently about polls that revealed that the way that children vote usually predict the election. And I thought of you. I said, it's like, you know, this is probably the first year that Zach's old enough to vote in his junior high school election. And
it is. And then what a I mean, I think I'm pretty lucky, you know, my first time to be able to be old enough to vote, and I had a good one, you know, man of color running, and then a woman ran, and I mean, so I feel pretty good, you know. I mean, this has been an interesting year for me.
Well, you know, Zach, at my age, I have to vote, you know, because I know better, you know, and two, because at my age, this might be the last chance I have.
Right. How many times have you voted, like 10 or 12 or 15? Isn't it something like that? 15?
Probably. The first year I voted was 1984.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm. Were you even born in
1984? I think I wasn't. I was fresh to the world, brand new to the world, but you were well known to the world, though.
So, So if I understand you correctly, you did not do your patriotic duty and vote in 1984.
No, I did not. I didn't know anything about voting in 1984. I didn't even know what it was. It existed. I barely existed.
Scary. Scary, scary. Well, Zach, we have 9 minutes left. You have another guest, correct?
I do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let my guest talk for my final thoughts. My final thoughts are just to go vote, but I do want to get my last guest up here and let him just talk through with 9 minutes, okay? And this is Victor, so Victor, don't talk too long. We only have 9 minutes. Hey, everybody, this is Victor. What's your last name? Oh, okay, this is Victor. The point, this is Victor. I'm going to tell his last name. Here you go. Tell us your thoughts, Victor.
Okay, plain and simple, the better strategy was Obama. McCain, I believe that he doesn't even have his own strategy. I believe it's just his whole campaign has been brought to you by his team. I believe that Obama can steer America to where we need to be, and it's just him and Biden is a better team than Palin and McCain. From what I understand, it's just that what McCain does, he still didn't have enough strike in that last debate to really win anybody over. I mean, they both talked about Joe, and I know he wants his name out of it and everything, but and really, I really believe that Obama would be more, suited for Joe than McCain, because McCain would really be more so war, and like you said, emotion is not a good strategy for America. We need somebody who is, headstrong, but at the same time they know about the fundamentals of life and just everything in there. Everything put together, and McCain, I believe, he lacks it. He just takes what goes with, what's the best strategy for him. And sad to say, it's not a good strategy for him. So I say vote Obama, because I believe the change is actually coming, and the change will show hopefully in the next four to 8 years. So.
One of the questions that I will put out to you, Victor, is when Senator McCain picked Governor Palin, I kind of felt like that Senator McCain put his campaign in pleasing, the right wing conservatives over the country. In my opinion, Sarah Palin, certainly at this juncture in her career and life, is not qualified to be vice president, much less president. And do you feel that McCain may have put his campaign ahead of what would have been best for the United States?
Yeah, he might have had a better fighting chance if they really thought it through. I believe that Palin was more a gimmick, like eye candy, than the actual a better choice as far as an outspoken person who knows what they're talking about. I mean, she just represents women that, are not really, intelligent when they talk about it. She just runs around in the question and, tries to make herself seem like she's very cute and coy. But it's just not a good representation. I really question her ethics as far as in what happened in Alaska, as far as in Troopergate, and she doesn't seem like a person who can handle vice presidency very well at all. McCain is old, so if anything happens, she'll be the next person, and I don't think in 20 years we'll be ready for her.
I absolutely agree with you. She seems to spend a great deal of effort on portraying that whole image of being, the hockey mom, of being cute. And while if she ever becomes president, will probably go down as being the prettiest president in U.S. history. I don't know that that's a qualification that I necessarily want.
No, it's not good for America. You know, it's just eye candy. It's just that eye candy. You need more than just eye candy. You need someone who is strong and have morals and have ethics and you know, someone who can just take it head on and not really have to have a gimmick behind it, or you know, that's Palin all the way, I feel. And I feel bad for her, but at the same time, she knew what she was getting herself into. I really believe they brought it to her. It's like, you know, why don't you join along, you know, be the first woman to run for vice president since Hillary didn't work out. You know, I really don't feel that like it was a really fair game, you know, for her, but for us either.
4 minutes left on XXBN of The Hill is Zach and Jill. With me is Victor from, I'm assuming, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And Victor, any final thoughts on the election, on the debates? We've got about 4 minutes left.
Well, I just want people to vote with a clear mind. I know people are going to already vote for who they want to, but really think about what is the best decision. It's not what they might be biased about. You know, don't think of race as the main thing. Think of what is best for America. And, you know, what has been shown as far as in debates, as far as in campaigns, what do you really, if you feel in your heart what is best for you, what do you think somebody can represent you better, and, you know, and have a better understanding and not just have emotion or just have a war cry. And I feel Obama fits that bill.
Well, certainly many of us do, and including myself, and hopefully we will see that come to fruition, you know, in the debate, or I'm sorry, in the election. You know, I almost fear at this point, I almost fear, you know, a terrorist attack or something to that effect, or even, you know, perhaps a fake terrorist attack created by the U.S., you know, to save the Republicans.
You know, it's just a shame. I mean, like I said, I agree with Obama's campaign because there was no real immaturity on their part. No, there was no danger on McCain's part. But I believe that Palin could have caused danger to Obama. It's just not a well thought out decision. It's just not what America needs, I feel.
You know, I think you brought up a very good point, and I don't know that I've heard your point brought up anywhere. That, you know, certainly, I mean, no one really questioned McCain's qualifications, and it's like he picked, you know, the cutest caricature running mate rather than someone who could have matched his qualifications. And certainly, he probably would have been better off if he had just stuck with his qualifications and gone with what he knew.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than this absurd mudslinging and, you know, and picking gimmicky candidates. Victor, we are out of time, but I want to thank you and Sonia for joining us tonight on XXBN. I am Jill Brenneman. Up the Hill with Zach and Jill is an exclusive production of XXBN Raleigh Durham, XXBNRadio.com, Fargo. Join us again Monday evening, keeping it fresh, keeping it real. Zach, we'll be back. Real hot and fresh. I knew it was something like that, Zach. I don't have it in front of me.
You haven't been listening to it.
I have been listening to it more than once. It's just a long title. You know, Zach, I'm old. My geritol stop working, okay. You know. This is XXBN.
Radio Jungle.